It's a kinnah that goes to the heart and the struggle of Techano Noshim, Piriam. If there's anything in Klal Yisrael that is especially unique, it's the Ava and the Chemla and the Rachmim of Emal Bno. This Klala is in Skaim in us, both physically and Ruchnias. Physically, during the times of the Shoah, during the times of Churban Europe, you had time and again, I read descriptions where during the selection, the sick and the children, the little children, would be taken off to be killed, and everybody else would be sent off to the right, Chaim. And a mother had to make a decision to go with the child, the Mavis, or to remain alive alone. The decision was worse than the Misa. Those who sent off the children and stayed away, most of them, many of them, did not survive emotionally, did not survive at all. The ultimate riches and achzarias, the gilu, the zelo maser, of the toiv and Klal Yisrael, and the special nashim rachmanias, to the tahoim of riches and achzarias, that's shira by the sitra achra. It's one horrendous gilui. Also, unfortunately, there was a ruchniyistik part. We spoke 2 years ago about the Cantonist, where we had to give up children there. Time and again, communist Russia, I don't think people appreciate what it means when people got stuck behind the Iron Curtain. And they were from a Yidin, an Alech Yidin, and they had to send a child off to school. They would rip out every shred of Nishmas Yisrael, would rip out anything, emuna, kindness, toiv, anything. And parents had very little choice. To keep a child not in school would mean Siberia for the parents and taking the children away. And to sit and to wait, knowing, like it says in the Pasuk, your children are captured before your eyes and you can't do anything. That's from the most terrible tzaris that Klal Yisrael ever faced. The Cantonists, to choose which child would be sent off basically to shmad or to cruelty, those are the things that are the most painful, and maybe because it's so painful, the forgotten chapters. I want to speak about something closer home. There was times when it was very, very difficult to bring home bread if a person was Mechal Shabbos. And someone told me, he remembers a Yid, a Hamish Yid, sitting, being Mavis Sedra in a specially loud voice Shabbos morning, so that his son would wake up and go to work. He didn't want to wake him up to go to work, but isn't that a matzav of the Techalna Nashim? We take the children, that's... So one thing, if a person is himself is not Shem Shabbos, but a person who Shem Shabbos is Mavis Sedra, being forced, and again, obviously there was Bechir and so on, but the matzav was a matzav where people were forced. Isn't that a terrible klala? It's not a klala, that something to think about. Maybe tell of a story of Chizuk, of somebody that was a woman was able to stand with strength. In that terrible tekufa, when it was very hard to make a living if you want Mechal Shabbos, there was a woman whose husband died. And now her children had to go and work. And same story, they'd come every week. Basically, they have to look for a new job every week. One day, this is an almana with 3-4 young children. One day, One Thursday, the kids come back very excited. They say, "You know, Ma, it's going to be okay." So she said, "It's a Hashem Shabbos." Oh, no, but the job is such that I don't have to do any melachas. We'll be in the basement, we'll move boxes. I have to do any melachas. That's that. So the Amana looked at them and she said, "Kindalach, Lichtsinden, tomorrow is 4:30. Whoever is home at 4:30 is part of my household. Whoever is not, let them never step over the threshold of my house again." This person was Zeicha. Her two children, two of the children, and the other ones, became wealthy people in the Kufis of the 50s yet, were Taimich and a lot of Meisters, the grandchildren of Big Bnei Taira and so on. But it was an Isayan of this dimension, of testing a mother's Ava and Chemla. And one person had the understanding that the Chemla of the Torah and the Chemla of a mother can't contradict each other. And if the Torah said something, then that's the Chemla. And but the understanding those tests in the Sionis, where Torahs are ripped apart from each other, was from the most horrible chapters in Klal Yisrael. We tend not to speak about children who came home and ravaged the parents' home because they were against what they believed in. This happened a door ago, a door and a half ago, by Gdol Yisrael. This terrible tkufa where there's some sort of sudden daf could take away the young door away from the old door. This strikes at the heart of this terrible, terrible klala. In the Chal Nanoshim Piria, Mele Tipuchim Alayli, Tvashel Nanoshim Rachmonia, Lodim, Amedudim, Tvachim, Tvachim, Kinti Gois, Napas Risham, Tikashar, Nasikashar, Susim Porchim.